This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Playlist for Life is a charity that provides tools, training and information to help individuals and organisations harness the power of music for people with dementia. To learn more, we're joined today by Pam Ribbeck from Playlist for Life. Hi Pam, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello there.
So there's a really touching personal story behind Playlist for Life. Can you tell us how you began as an organisation?
Our founder is Sally Magnusson, the writer and broadcaster. And she set up Playlist for Life in 2013. For the previous years, her and her sisters had been caring for their mother, Mamie, who lived with dementia for many years. And they cared for her at home. And they found that the one thing that really helped them stay connected to Mamie was music. And more importantly, that music really helped Mamie to stay connected to her sense of self as well.
And how can music help people with dementia?
So I think that we probably all recognise that music has an effect on our mood and can help us perk up if we're feeling down, or if we're feeling a bit stressed, it can help to calm us down. And that music can be really helpful if you're living with dementia. It can help you manage some of the more kind of complex, distressing symptoms of the condition. And it's really about the music that gives you that flashback feeling. They just take you back to a specific time in your life or a person or a place. And it can just really help to help you manage living with dementia. And that music can also help you connect to other people as well as connecting to yourself.
And why would you encourage people to try making a playlist?
We all appreciate that music is a fun thing. It's an enjoyable thing. It's actually way more important than that. Music can light up so many parts of the brain at once. So even if part of the brain is damaged by something like dementia, music can still help to reach some of the other parts. So it's about thinking of music like medicine. And because music can be so autobiographical as well, it's a really lovely activity to rediscover the songs that have soundtracked your life. So it also can have fantastic therapeutic benefits for your well-being.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten from people who have made personal playlists?
We have lots of examples of the positive ways people have benefited from a playlist, and that could be simply just improving their mood, but also where people have maybe been struggling with certain tasks that might have become more difficult, or activities or times of the day that have become trickier through the living with dementia. Music's been used to smooth some of the transitions or make some of the tricky activities a bit easier. And that could be, you know, motivating yourself to get up in the morning and start the day. If you're living with dementia and mornings are not great for you, putting on a piece of music that you love from your youth that has a good kind of upbeat tempo and a positive memory, a positive association, that song can help you get up and help you get started in the day. There is a thing that can happen to some people living with dementia, which is called sundowning. And that is towards the end of the day where the light is starting to fade and people are becoming more tired. They can become restless and it can be a difficult time of the day. But again, music can be used in anticipation of this time of day just to help manage mood and to keep somebody focused on the positive. So one of the examples we have of where a playlist has come in really helpful was from a couple, and the wife was caring for her husband who was living with dementia. They were going on holiday and they were at the airport and they were in the queue for security. And she was saying to her husband, "Very soon you'll be asked to take off your belt and your shoes." And he said, "I don't want to." And they were getting closer to the front of the queue and this was becoming potentially quite a difficult situation. So the wife got out his playlist and put on his headphones. And within a short while of listening to his music, his mood had changed. And by the time they got to the front of the queue, that process of taking off his belt and his shoes was much smoother and he was not resistant to it. And they were able to get through security without any real issues. So that's an example, a great example of where using music can really help to redirect somebody's anxiety or reduce their stress and make difficult tasks a bit easier.
And you have a wide range of resources and more about the benefits of making a playlist on your website. Where can people find more details?
Yeah, so the resources are all available on our resources page on the website, which is playlistforlife.org.uk/resources. Everything's all there in one place. There are printable resources, and an easy one to print off and use is the Conversation Starters worksheet, which contains conversation prompts to get you thinking about the kind of music that soundtracked your life and help you rediscover those meaningful songs. So songs that remind you of your youth, songs that remind you of important places, of important people, songs and that are connected to your cultural background, to your heritage, songs that remind you of holidays, of concerts, of films, of hobbies. So you can use that as a way to just start to think about the songs that would be on your personal playlist. And the first side of that sheet is for you to think about songs that are meaningful to you. And then if you turn the sheet over, it's got the same prompts, and that's to encourage you to sit down and have a conversation with somebody else and help them rediscover their songs. Another resource that's on the website is our 100 years book, and that lists the top 100 songs every year from 1915 to 2015. So that's all your pop hits. It's the chart music of the time. And we recommend as a starting point to go and look at the years from what we call the memory bump, and that's between when you were aged 10 to 30 years old. And it's a time in your life where you are making a lot of memories, and your brain records memories from this time in such a big way, more so than in the rest of your life. And you're doing a lot of things for the first time. You're experiencing new things. You're maybe falling in and out of love, or leaving home, or going out, striking out on your own, and forming your own identity. And there's a lot of music that soundtracks all of this, so it's a really good place to start. So kind of looking at the hit songs from when you were aged 10 to 30 can really throw up some absolute gems and get you reminiscing and reconnected to some of your memories from your youth. Another resource we have is our playlist maker on the website, which will help you find songs for your personal playlist. And it's sort of based on the same prompts, but it's connected into Spotify. So there's a really good section called Suggest Some Songs, and you can put in your year of birth and it'll throw up a list of songs that were popular in your memory bump. And you can go through that and add the songs that you want to include in your playlist there, and then it'll create that playlist for you and on Spotify. And I know that the RNIB have some advice for using Spotify on your website as well, if people are unfamiliar with how to listen to music that way. But there are other ways to listen to music as well, but Spotify is quite accessible for a lot of people. And we also have a new video that's narrated by David Tennant, and it's called How to Make a Playlist, and that's available on the homepage of our website. And very simply, it outlines the benefits of making a playlist and then talks through the steps of how to make one. So I really recommend that as a resource. It is an animation, but the narration itself is so clear and very step by step that you've got all the information there you could possibly need to get started.
And you also work to support groups to host their own playlist making sessions. How can community groups get in touch with you about this?
We have what we call our Help Point Network, and that's our way of partnering with community groups and organisations across the UK that are offering free support in their community. So if any of your listeners are part of a group, whether that's a social group or a support group or a church group or a library group, they're very welcome to apply to join our free Help Point network. And we can share printed resources with you and give you access to further online resources, including free e-learning. And really, that's our way of reaching people in communities across the UK to get our resources out to folks. So if you're remotely interested in exploring that, then you can go to our website. You can also email us at communities@playlistforlife.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Pam Ribbeck from Playlist for Life, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.